And if you don't, if you play on the outskirts, if you play on the perimeter, on the sidelines, you are not in the arena, which means you cannot win. The only way to win the game is to play it. So be 100%. Not 70, not 80, not 90, be 100%. Let her out, let her win. Welcome to the Freedom Found Podcast, the podcast for copywriters and marketers with unruly, against the grain life goals. I'm Crystal Church, copywriter and coach, and together we'll delve deep into everything it takes to grow a profitable, scalable, and fulfilling business from the ground up. Whether you're just starting out or about to hit your next big milestone, I'm bringing you the truth on both the trending and the timeless business growth strategies so you can live out a freedom first, impactful life. Welcome to our community. Welcome back to another episode of the Freedom Found Podcast, where we believe that with the right tools and community, your success is inevitable. Now, last night, Dale and I were watching an episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine because it's just so good. How can you not? And in this episode, Rose's hands had been basically covered in bandages as mittens and she could not use them, but she refused to ask for help. And Amy kept trying to say, hey, just let me help you. I'm here. Ask for help. Ask for help. You can't do it on your own. Rosa locked herself into a closet and she spent literally hours trying to open the door handle. In every possible position, weird way she could, and it just did not work. She finally called Amy and she said, come and help me. And Amy said to her, and this is what really got Dale and I, and we stopped the episode and we had a huge chat about this and how we see it playing out in so many copywriters' businesses, because what happened next was Amy refusing to help and saying, I have watched you on the security camera for ages trying to open this door, and the self-power that you are bringing is everything. The determination, the resilience, getting up over and over and over and trying to do this. And she said, you don't need help. You can do this on your own. You are Rosa fucking Diaz. Now, this is something Dale said to me for years. Whenever I do something new and putting myself out there, he's always like, you're Crystal fucking Church. You can do this. And it always lights me up so much because it's a reminder of self, embodiment of self, who you are and what you can ultimately do. So lo and behold, Rosa is immediately filled with this idea of confidence, who she is and her ability to get up and do the job that she needs to do to create the result that she wants to create. And bam, she opens the door. I know this is silly, but what I see happening so frequently in copywriters' businesses is this lack of 100% belief in self. This lack of 100% being all in on you, on what you're doing, on your message, on how you're attracting people, on putting yourself at the forefront of your goals so that you can actually reach them. Now, the problem here is that in order to make more money, in order to reach your goals, you have to believe in yourself. It sounds cheesy as hell, but it is true. You must believe in yourself in order to achieve what you ultimately want. Because if you don't believe it, nobody else will. If you don't believe it, nobody will buy. If you don't believe it, nobody will listen. If you don't believe it, nobody will come. Nobody will show up. Nobody will watch. If you believe in yourself, if you bring this conviction, this confidence, and this energy to everything you do, people watch, people show up, people listen, because it's you, because you're building trust in everything you do and say and step out and present to your audience, your ideal client. So to make more money, you don't just need strategy. In fact, that's not even the first thing you need. What's most often stopping us from what we want is ourselves. That's why before every new up level, the first thing that I work on is not my strategy. It's my inner work, my mindset, my capacity to hold more, my ability to become the woman that I am envisioning. And you know if this is something that you need to do. You know if right now you're holding yourself back because it looks like you operating at 70% when you know you're capable of more, when you know you should be operating at 100 and you could. It looks like you holding yourself back on being yourself in your content and producing something mediocre instead of something standout or disruptive. This looks like you dancing around the perimeter of what you want to say, teach, or be known for instead of standing proudly in the arena and becoming known for it. It looks like you believing the excuses that are in your mind that you're not ready yet, that you just need that next course or that next project. And only then will you let yourself actually shine. Yet, if you only let yourself play at 100, if you did the inner work to release the limiting beliefs that are holding you back from what you truly want, you would get it. But we tell ourselves this lie that we become her after we get the results. The truth is, becoming her is what gives you the results. I have learned this the hard way over and over and over again. When I have the strategy and everything lined up, all the tools, resources, and ability to create my next goal, what stops me, and it's always hindsight that shows this to me, is always my inner work, is always my beliefs, is always what I think that I can actually do. And that plays out in how I am showing up. Am I giving 100? Am I being 100% me? Am I holding back and trying to create a softer version of what I want to say because I don't want to ruffle feathers? But when I stand out, proud, say what I want to say, envision, embody her first, the results come. And she is inside of you right now, this next version of you. The next version of me, she's in me. I can feel her. I am working on, at every stage, the next stage. And I tell you what, when I get there, it's better than I even think it's going to be. Because what lets you operate in the capacity that you need to create the business and the movement that you've been called to is being 100% you, owning it loud and proud in everything that you do, from the internal workings of your business and clients and projects, to owning your strategic skill set, right? To how you are marketing yourself, how you are showing up, the visibility that you are putting on you as a copywriter, as a business owner. And none of this growth can happen if you first don't fully realize who you are meant to become and let her into your business, your life, your being. She is in there already. She is waiting. So let her out. When you let her out, you make more money. You see more growth. And if you don't, if you play on the outskirts, if you play on the perimeter, on the sidelines, you are not in the arena, which means you cannot win. The only way to win the game is to play it. So be 100%. Not 70, not 80, not 90. Be 100%. Let her out. Let her win. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for being a part of this growing community. If you enjoyed listening to this free episode, the most impactful thing you can help us do is head over to leave a review or forward this episode to a copywriter or entrepreneur friend who you know would head nod along to today's conversation and use the key takeaways to create more growth in their own business. Thank you for your support and catch you next time.